I'm happy to be here once again at Emmanuel Church. Especially this Sunday and this particular week. Because now I get the chance to say, 新年快乐. As you know, I've been sharing with you a series of messages, a new series of messages on the Apostle Paul, his life and his journeys.
那我们一直, 分享的是, 使徒保罗和他的这个, 宣教活动。
It's been a long series. Today's message is already number 10.
这个是一个比较长的系列,今天已经是第十,这个系列中的第十篇。
So I felt I really should rush and try to finish up as soon as possible before everybody gets bored to death.
所以我就想说,我还是尽快早点把这些,这个系列讲完, 省得大家都觉得太不耐烦了。
So, Lord willing, hopefully, we will have about three more messages to wrap up this series.
那我们大概还有三篇布道就能够把这个系列都讲完了。Today
we'll be looking at Paul in Jerusalem.
今天我们讲的是保罗在耶路撒冷。If
you remember from last time, we looked at Paul's farewell speech to the Ephesian elders and Miletus in Acts chapter 20.
还记得吗?上次我们讲的是保罗
Today we will look at the completion of Paul's third missionary journey ending up in Jerusalem.
那今天我们就要看保罗的第三次传教之旅是在耶路撒冷结束的。There
in Jerusalem, Paul turns out to be arrested and appears before various trials before the Jews in Jerusalem.
那他在耶路撒冷呢就被逮捕了，而且在耶路撒冷的犹太人面前接受了各种审判。These
these events are in Acts chapter 21 to 22.
这个是记录在使徒行传的21章到22章。
Let us begin by looking at today's scripture reading. I'll be reading Acts chapter 21, verses 1 to 11.
那我们今天从这个圣经中开始，我们先读一下这个21章的《使徒行传》21章的1到11节。
After we had torn ourselves away from them, we put out to sea and sailed straight to Kos. The next day we went to Rhodes and from there to Patara. We found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, went on board and set sail. After sighting Cyprus and passing to the south of it, we sailed on to Syria. We landed at Tyre where our ship was to unload its cargo. 'We sought out the disciples there and stayed with them 7 days. Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. When it was time to leave, we left and continued on our way. All of them, including wives and children, accompanied us out of the city, and there on the beach, we knelt to pray. After saying goodbye to each other, we went aboard the ship, and they returned home.
我们离别了众人，就开船一直行到哥市。第二天到了罗底，从那里到伯大拉，遇见一只船要往腓尼基去，就上船起行。望见居比路，就从南边行过，往叙利亚去。我们就在推罗上岸，因为船要在那里卸货。找着了门徒，就在那里住了7天。他们被圣灵感动，对保罗说：“不要上耶路撒冷去。” 过了这几天，我们就起身前行。他们众人同妻子儿女送我们到城外，我们都跪在岸上祷告，彼此辞别。我们上了船，他们就回家去了。
Verse 7, we continued on our voyage from Tyre and landed at Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and sisters and stayed with them for a day. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip, the evangelist, one of the seven. He had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. After we had been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way, the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles."
行进了水路，来到多利买，就问那里的弟兄安，和他们同住了一天。第二天，我们离开那里，来到盖萨利亚，就进了传福音的腓力家里，和他同住。他是那七个执事里的一个，他有四个女儿，都是处女，是说预言的。我们在那里多住了几天。有一个先知叫雅加布，从犹太下来，到了我们这里，就拿保罗的腰带捆上自己的手脚，说，圣灵说，犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人手里。
Let us open in prayer.
让我们先做个祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here this Sunday in this place.
亲爱的天父，感谢你把我们聚集在这里。
We pray you'll help us to set aside this moment in time and this space to worship and to learn from you and your word.
我们祷告祈求，你把这个时间和这个地点分别为圣，让我们在这里来学习你的话语。
We pray you'll help us to put away the worries, concerns, and distractions of the world to focus on the life of Paul and how it might help us live as believers today.
我们也祈求你帮助我们把生活中的困扰放在一边，让我们注目在保罗身上。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In today's scripture reading, we just saw Paul's journey to Jerusalem.
那我们刚才通过这个读经就知道了他是在去耶路撒冷的这个过程中。
We saw that after his farewell speech to the Ephesian elders at Miletus, he boarded a ship and traveled through the Mediterranean Sea, south of Cyprus, ending up in the city of Tyre.
那我们知道，当他在对尼都的以弗所的长老告别之后，他就坐上了船。穿过地中海，从居比路的南边绕行。
He continued south, landed at Ptolemais, and ended up at this point in our reading at Caesarea in the house of Philip the Evangelist.
那他在那边穿过几个镇之后，就到了现在我们读的这个地点，在盖萨利亚。
If one was to read Paul's journey to Jerusalem in chapters 20 up to maybe 22, you would notice something very interesting.
如果你读这个保罗的这个宣教之旅，特别是使徒行传的二十章到二十二节这一段，你就会发现有很有趣的一些事实。
Both Bible scholars and careful Christian readers of the Bible will see some similarities between Paul's journey to Jerusalem and Christ's journey to Jerusalem in the Gospel of Luke.
那一些圣经学者和神学家，他们都注意到保罗在前往耶路撒冷的这个旅程，跟耶稣前往耶路撒冷的旅程是有一些相同的比较的。
And so people have noticed in these later chapters of the book of Acts a parallel between Jesus' journey to Jerusalem in the Gospel of Luke and Paul's journey to Jerusalem in the book of Acts.
那使徒行传记录的是，保罗前往耶路撒冷的旅程。那平行的，我们可以看到，在路加福音中也有记录耶稣前往耶路撒冷的旅程。
This is the first theme we can pick up as we look at these chapters in the book of Acts.
这是我们在读这个使徒行传中可以看到的第一个主题思想。
This pattern or parallel is very clear. It's not a matter of interpretation.
这个看起来也是非常清楚，而不是很模糊的这样的比较。
Paul's journey to Jerusalem is like Christ's journey to Jerusalem.
保罗去耶路撒冷的旅程，就像耶稣基督前往那城市的旅程是很类似的。
As early as Acts chapter 19, in the middle of Paul's third missionary journey, he had determined to go to Jerusalem.
那在使徒行传十九章，就是那个他第三次宣教之旅的那个开始的时候，保罗这已经就非常定义要去耶路撒冷。
In Acts 19:21, it says there, after all this had happened, this is in Ephesus, Paul decided to go to Jerusalem, passing, however, through Macedonia and Achaia.
在十九章的二十一节记录到这些事完了，保罗心里定义，经过了马其顿、亚该亚，就往耶路撒冷去。又说，我到了那里以后，也必须往罗马去看看。
This reminds us, or is an echo of Jesus' determination in Luke 9:51. As the time approached for him, that is Jesus, to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
那这也让我们提醒我们看一下这个在路加福音中关于耶稣去耶路撒冷的描述。耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
If you study and read the Gospel of Luke, there's a famous theme of Jesus' three passion predictions.
那如果你读路加福音，你就会注意到这里面这个耶稣有三次预言。
Three times in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus explicitly tells his disciples that he will go to Jerusalem, he will suffer.He will suffer and die in Jerusalem.
在路加福音中，耶稣曾三次跟他的门徒预言说，他要去耶路撒冷，他在那里要受难，甚至要被取了性命。
We see a similar pattern in the book of Acts. Three times, we hear of warnings and of danger to Apostle Paul.When he is to go to Jerusalem.
那在使徒行传中，我们也像在路加一样的，保罗面临了三次明确的警告和危险，但是他还是去了耶路撒冷。
Acts 20:22-23, and now compelled by the Spirit, I Paul am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me.That prison and hardships are facing me.
使徒行传二十章的二十二节到二十三节。现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等着我。
In today's scripture reading, Acts 21:4, we sought out the disciples there and stayed with them 7 days.Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem.
那今天我们也读到了，使徒行传的二十一章第四节，找着了门徒，就在那里住了七天。他们被圣灵感动，对保罗说，不要上耶路撒冷去。
And then we saw the prophet Agabus before Paul.
那我们又看到，就有一个先知跟。
Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and hand him over to the Gentiles."
这个先知亚加伯对保罗说，到了我们这里，就拿保罗的腰带捆上自己的手脚，说，圣灵说，犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人手里。
Notice in this verse, there's mention of Paul going to Jerusalem, being tied up and handed over to the Gentiles.
那你看在这里就提到说，保罗要去耶路撒冷，然后要被绑起来，还要被交在外邦人手里。
This is reminiscent of Jesus' third passion prediction in the Gospel of Luke 18:31-32.
那这个就让我们想起在路加福音中的18:31那里，耶稣所说的话。
Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him."
耶稣说，他带着十二个门徒对他们说，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上，他们将要被交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，凌辱他，吐唾沫在他的脸上。
As you read Paul's journey, like Jesus, Paul will face vicious opposition by the Jews, false accusations and plots on his life.
那你就能看到保罗和耶稣比较一致的地方，就是保罗一样也要面临犹太人的这种恶毒的反对和谋害。
There are many more examples of this parallel of Paul's journey to Jerusalem and Jesus' journey to Jerusalem.
那还有更多的这种平行的描述，就是关于保罗的耶路撒冷之行和耶稣去耶路撒冷。
One scholar noticed that just as Jesus had 5 trials, we see in Acts, Paul also has 5 trials.
那有一位学者他就注意到，就像耶稣有被面临了五次审判一样，保罗同样也面临了五次审判。
You see here on this chart, Jesus was tried by Annas, by the Sanhedrin, by King Herod Antipas, and by Pilate 2 times.
你看耶稣的审判就是第一次是被亚纳，第二次是被犹太公会，第三次是耶律王Antipas, 然后最后两次都是巡抚比拉多。
Likewise, we see in the life of Paul, he was appears or he's tested by the Jewish crowd, and then by the Sanhedrin, later by King Herod Agrippa II, by Felix, and by Festus.
那同样的，保罗的审讯呢，也是五个。第一次是犹太群众，第二次是犹太公会，第三次是希律王阿格里帕二世。然后是腓力斯和腓斯都。
So there's no doubt that the writer Luke, I should remind you that of course the Gospel of Luke is written by Luke, and the book of Acts is also written by Luke.
还给你们提醒一下，那个路加福音是由路加写的，那这个使徒行传也是路加写的。
So there's a clear echo, pattern, and parallel that Paul is kind of like a second vision of Jesus in the book of Acts.
那所以，这个能看出来这种形式，就是说保罗他就像几乎就像第二个基督一样，他的这个生活和旅行。
The takeaway lesson is that Paul is imitating the life of Christ in his own ministry and journey.
我们需要得着的是保罗在他的事工和宣教过程中都模仿了基督的生命。
It's almost as if Paul is a second type of Christ in the book of Acts.
这好像就是啊，他是第二种基督一样的。
Of course, it's similar but not exact. Paul did not go into Jerusalem and die on a cross for our sins.
这说的是他们之间的类似，当然不完全一样，因为保罗去耶路撒冷并不是为我们的罪而死。
But Paul is definitely some kind of imitation of Christ in these later chapters of the book of Acts.
但保罗的确是在后面这些章节中展示了他是如何模仿耶稣基督的。
I think the lesson here is that we as believers today should be the imitation of Christ, just as Paul was in the book of Acts.
这里告诉我们的就是说，我们作为信徒，那么今天我们也要来模仿耶稣基督。
In this series of messages, I always have to kind of watch myself because I admire Paul so much that I might make him into an idol.
在我准备这些道的时候，我就有的时候经常要提醒自己，因为我是如此的崇拜保罗，我都要经常提醒自己说，不要把他作为一个偶像来崇拜。
Paul did so much, and he wrote so much of the New Testament. He turned a small Jewish sect into a world religion.
那保罗他做了很多，他也写了很多，他让这一个小小的这个犹太族的这个宗教成了世界上最大的宗教。
And so I have to be careful and watch myself, not to worship Paul, but to worship Christ.
所以我经常要提醒自己，不要去崇拜保罗，而是要崇拜耶稣基督。不要敬拜保罗，要敬拜耶稣基督。
I think the idea is not to worship Paul, but to worship Christ. More importantly, to worship Christ in Paul.
更重要的是要敬拜在保罗生命中的耶稣基督。
Even Paul says this about himself.
其实保罗也是这样说他自己的。
In 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ."
保罗在哥林多前书告诉我们说，向我学，就像我向耶稣学一样的。你们该效法我，就像我效法耶稣基督一样。
In Philippians 3:10, we see Paul's desire. He says, "I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death."
那在腓立比书的三章十节，他这样说：“使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。”
Philippians 1:20, Paul says, "I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
那在腓立比书的一章20-21节，他这样说：“照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆。”无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常，因为我活着就是基督，我死的就有益处。
So as we think about Paul's journey to Jerusalem and its similarity to Christ's journey to Jerusalem, it's a reminder that we as believers are to be imitations of Christ today.
所以当我们看到这个保罗去耶路撒冷的这个旅程和耶稣如此相像的时候，作为一个提醒，就是说我们是耶稣的信徒，我们也应该模仿耶稣基督。
Oftentimes, we as believers think about what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a believer?
有的时候，我们也经常会想说，做基督徒是什么意思？做信徒是什么意思？
And we think about things that we.Should be doing. We should read our Bible every day. We should go to church every Sunday.
有的时候我们也想到有些事情是我们应该做的，比如说每日读经，每个主日去崇拜。
We should We should support the church financially every week, and we should help out and serve in the local church.
还有对我们的教会有这个财政上的奉献以及同工上的奉献。
We tend to think about what we should be doing instead of who we should be as disciples.
那我们经常会想说我们应该做什么，而没有想到说我们应该成为什么，是什么。
I think this reflection reminds us that in addition to all those things that are important, we should be Christ-like, we should be imitations of Christ.
当然那些需要做的事是很重要，但是同时对我们也是一种提醒，就是说我们要越来越像耶稣基督。
What does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be like Christ.
做基督徒的意思就是说要像基督那样。
I remember years ago this wonderful story to illustrate being Christ-like.
那多少年前我还记得这样一个很好的故事，就是说基督徒应该是个什么样子。
There was a devout Christian man who had to drive to a train station, park the car, and catch the train to work. Very much like people in Long Island, I think. I think of people in Long Island in our area.
就是有这么一个虔诚的基督徒，他每天都要坐火车，然后把车停在火车站，然后坐火车去上班，就像很多长岛工作的人一样。
One morning, he had a rough time. He woke up late. He spilled his breakfast. He didn't have any clean clothes. It was a rough morning getting to work.
那有一天早上呢，就一下子就被打乱了，早饭也没有吃好，然后衣服也没有干净的。
He quickly got dressed and drove his car to the train station, park and ride, and get out of his car. Meanwhile, the train is coming into the station, so he's rushing to catch the train. Otherwise, he'll be late for work.
赶快他收拾了一下，就开车去火车站，停了车，从车里赶快出来。这时候火车正驶过来，他赶快就去追，因为他不能太晚了，就工作就迟到了。
So he's running up the stairs, and the train is pulling to the station, and he's running quickly before the door opens.
那他就跑到台阶上，这时候车也过来了。Meanwhile,
there's a little boy walking across his path with a box of candy, wrapped candy.
那这个时候呢，就有一个小男孩从他的这个脚前这样抱着一堆那个糖果走来。He's
looking at the train. He doesn't see the boy, and he crashes into the little boy, and the candy goes all over the train station on the ground.
他只看到了火车，没看到这个男孩，所以一下撞到这个男孩身上，糖果也撒了一地。The
little boy starts crying, and this Christian man is figuring out what should he do. The train doors are opening. If he doesn't catch that train, he'll be late for work, or should he stay and help the little boy pick up his candy?
那这个小孩就开始哭，这时候这个人呢，就看到火车的门也开了，他就想，我是赶快钻到火车里，还是说停下来帮这个小孩？
So in that instant of time, he decided to stop, let the train go on, and he stayed behind to help the little boy pick up his candy.
就在那一瞬间，他就想说，他就想，他要停下来，他就看着这个车门就关上了，然后他就留下来帮助这个小孩收拾。So
he's helped the little boy pick up his candy and says, little man, here's your candy. I'm sorry I bumped into you.
他帮小孩把糖果收拾起来，就说，哎呀，真对不起，我撞到你了。The
little boy stopped crying. He looks up to him and looks at his eyes and they say, hey, mister, are you Jesus?
然后这个小男孩就抬起头来看着他说，你是耶稣先生吗？
I love that story because it ends, hey, mister, are you Jesus?
我喜欢这个故事是因为这个小男孩抬起头来就问他，说你是耶稣吗？
I think this portion of today's message reminds us that we should try to be like Jesus every day.
这个就是告诉我们说，我们每天生活都要像耶稣一样。
Let's look now at Paul's arrival in Jerusalem.
那我们再看一下保罗到达了耶路撒冷之后。
Let's see what happened and learn from that.
那我们看一下后来发生了什么，然后我们也学习他是如何做的。
Let's just read what's going on. By the way, these chapters in the book of Acts are very well written, very vivid and detailed, almost like a movie and like a story. I encourage you to go home and read it on your own.
我们先读一下，其实这个这一段在使徒行传里继续的非常生动，就像电影一样。其实你回家应该自己多读一下。
After this, we started on our way up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Mnason, where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples. When we arrived at Jerusalem, the brothers and sisters received us warmly. The next day, Paul and the rest of us went to see James, and all the elders were present. Paul greeted them and reported in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry.
过了几日，我们收拾行李上耶路撒冷去，由凯撒利亚的几个门徒和我们同去，带我们到一个久违门徒的家里，叫我们与他同住。他名叫拿孙，是塞浦路斯人。到了耶路撒冷，弟兄们欢欢喜喜地接待我们。第二天，保罗同我们去见雅各，长老们也都在那里。保罗问了他们安，便将神用他传教在外邦人中所行，在外邦人中间所行之事一一的述说了。
So with these verses, Paul's third missionary journey comes to an end. It was his purpose, to bring a collection, an offering from the other churches to the poor Christians in Jerusalem.
那所以呢，这个就是他第三次传教的目的地。那他这时候也带着从别的教会所汲取的奉献来带给耶路撒冷的教会。
He was welcomed warmly, mission accomplished, there he is in Jerusalem.
那他到了耶路撒冷，受到了欢喜的接待，他也觉得他使命就很好的完成了。
Everything is fine. Paul is thinking about his next missionary journey, but then trouble breaks out.
那他什么都很好，他在计划他下一个宣教之旅，这突然就有事情发生了。
Paul had gone into the Jewish temple in Jerusalem and was worshiping. And then some Jews from the Roman province of Asia saw him and accused him of bringing a Gentile into the Jewish temple.
那保罗当时去犹太的庙里传道，这时候这个周围的一些百姓跑来就控告说保罗把外邦人带进了教庙堂。
This was not allowed or permitted in the Jewish temple for Gentiles to be there. Of course, it was false. It was not true. It was more of a rumor.
说犹太的庙堂不允许有外邦人进，这个是这个其实并不是真的，是人的传言。
And so a whole commotion, a riot breaks out.
那这个时候呢，就一片混乱，就出了很大的问题。
Let's read the account from 21:30.
那我们读21:30.
The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut.While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. When the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul.
合城都震动，百姓一起跑来，拿住保罗，拉他出殿。殿门立刻都关了。他们正想要杀他，有人报信给营里的千夫长说，耶路撒冷何城都乱，千夫长立时带着兵丁和几个百夫长跑下去到他们那里，他们见了千夫长和兵丁就止住了，不打架，不打保罗。
Here is a map of Jerusalem in Jesus' time.
这个就是当时耶路撒冷的这样一个地图。
Here in this outer square is the Temple Mount.
那在这个外沿呢，这个是这个是这个庙的这个外围。
The temple area is this rectangle inside the Temple Mount, where only Jews were allowed to be in this area.
这个里面的这个长方形呢，就是它的内殿。这个地方只有那个犹太人才能进。
Paul was accused of bringing a Gentile into that area. They dragged him out of this area and probably dragged him out over in this area.The court of the Gentiles and started beating him and wanting to kill him.
那保罗当时就被指控说是带了外邦人进到了内殿，所以他就被拉出来，可能就是在外院的某个地方，他们就开始要打他。
Now, above this temple area, there is a four towers, a fortress where Roman soldiers were stationed to watch over what's going on in the Temple Mount in the city.
那在这个整个这个殿的这个部位呢，有四个这个瞭望塔，瞭望塔上有罗马的兵丁来经常观看这个殿里的状况。
It was a Roman commander with some officers and some soldiers who ran from the fortress down into this area, to save Paul from being beaten up and killed.
那是一些罗马兵丁从上面跑下来，到了这个他被打的。
The story continues as they were taking Paul into the fortress area. Paul asked the commander if he may speak to the crowd.
那这个故事就继续发生在他们把保罗带到这个城堡的这个部位。保罗这个时候就跟这个罗马人说，他能不能跟这个犹太群众讲话。
And in the next chapter, chapter 22, we see Paul's.Testimony, he shares his salvation testimony to the crowd before the soldiers and before the Jewish crowd.
那在二十二章的时候，我们就能看到保罗是如何在犹太群众面前和罗马兵丁面前做见证的。
As he is wrapping up his testimony and telling him how God had called him. To reach out to the Gentiles, the Jews in the crowd get excited and upset once again.
当他在最后讲到神是如何召他去外邦人那边传福音的时候，这些犹太人又变得重新激动起来。
And so there's another uproar. The Roman commander brings Paul in to interrogate him further.
那所以呢，又第二次暴动。那么在这个时候呢，罗马人就把保罗带到里头，就开始审问他。
Let's continue the story by reading the scripture beginning with Acts 22:22.
那我们从《使徒行传》二十二章的二十二节来读起。
The crowd listened to Paul until he said this. Then they raised their voices and shouted, "Rid the earth of him! He's not fit to live!" As they were shouting and throwing off the cloaks and flinging dust into the air, the commander ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. He directed that he be flogged and interrogated in order to find out why the people were shouting at him like this. As they stretched him out to flog him, Paul said to the centurion standing there, "Is it legal for you to flog a Roman citizen who hasn't even been found guilty?" When the centurion heard this, he went to the commander and reported it.What are you going to do? He asked. This man is a Roman citizen.
听到众人听到他说这句话，就高声说，这样的人从世界上除掉他吧，他是不当活着的。众人喧嚷，摔掉衣服，把尘土向空中扬起来。千夫长就吩咐将保罗带到营楼去，叫人用鞭子拷问他。要知道他们像他这样喧嚷是为什么缘故。刚用皮条捆上保罗，对旁边站着的百夫长说，人是罗马人，又没有定罪，你们就鞭打他，有这个力吗？百夫长听见这话，就去见千夫长，告诉他说，你要做什么？这人是罗马人。
As we look at Paul's experience, at Paul in Jerusalem, there's a second theme that scholars would like to point out.
那我们当看到保罗在耶路撒冷这些这些事情的时候，我还想告诉你们这些故事里，这个第三次宣教的故事里还有一个第二个主题。
There's a scholar named John Stott. In his wonderful commentary, he highlights what is a clear second theme in these chapters, Acts 20 to 26.
那有一个学者叫 John Stott， 在他的精彩评论中，强调了《使徒行传》20章到26章有第二个明确的主题。
And this is another clear theme of Jewish opposition to Paul on the one hand and Roman justice with Paul on the other.
这个说的就是在一方面对于保罗来说有犹太人的反对，另一方面对于保罗来说又有罗马人的正义。
You see, in this case, Paul was about to be whipped, but when he told the centurion he was a Roman citizen, they stopped.
你看这里刚才说的是本来保罗就要被鞭打了，但当他告诉百夫长说他是罗马人的时候，他们就不会鞭打他。
Because Paul, as a Roman citizen, had certain rights, they were not to be punished without being found guilty.
因为作为罗马人，保罗是有一些权利的，就是说他在没有被证明犯罪有罪之前是不能被打的。
So to make a long story short, in the book of Acts, the Jews are portrayed as being vicious, opposing the gospel, but the Romans and the Gentiles are cast in a more positive, very positive light with regard to Paul and his ministry.
那简单的说一下，就是说整本《使徒行传》就是犹太人都呈现的很反对保罗。而且做很不好的事，可是罗马人却对罗马人却有更正面的阐述。
It is ironic that we find God's chosen people of the Old Testament making false accusations against Paul and plotting to kill him. Meanwhile, it is the Romans that actually protect Paul and declare him innocent of the Jews' charges against him.
那所以具有讽刺意味的就是，我们发现旧约神的选民对保罗各种诬告，并且密谋杀害他。与此同时呢，罗马人实际上却保护了保罗，并且宣布，这些犹太人对他的指控是不对的。他是说保罗是无辜的。
As John Stott writes, the Roman commander protected Paul from a lynching and a flogging.
那就像这个 John Scott， 他在他的书里写的，罗马指挥官保护了保罗，免遭私刑和鞭打。
Again, this is a theme that's not just here in chapter 22. It's a theme throughout the book of Acts.
那这个主题并不只是存在于22章之中，而是整本《使徒行传》。
As early as Acts chapter 10, the very first Gentile convert was a man named Cornelius.
那在《使徒行传》第十章，这还是很早的章节。那第一位本一基督教的外邦人是哥尼流。
He was a Roman centurion officer living in Caesarea, the same place we saw earlier. And the Apostle Peter shared the gospel with him and his family.
他是生活在凯撒利亚的一个罗马人，他是个百夫长。那个时候是使徒彼得跟他分享的福音。
If you remember my message two messages ago on Paul in Corinth.
那如果你还记得我在两篇道之前讲过。保罗在哥林多。
The Jews in Corinth made an attack and accusation on Paul and forced him to appear before the Roman proconsul Gallio at the city's judgment seat, if you remember the Bema in Acts 18.
那在这个记录在十八章中，就是那个时候犹太人他们攻击保罗，并且把他送到了这个当时这个方伯叫加流的这个审判席上。
Against the Jews in Corinth, Gallio dismissed the case and sent them home.
那这个加流当时就驳回了这个案此案，并且把这些犹太人。反对保罗的犹太人都给遣送回去了。
In the following chapters, chapter 22 and following, and we'll look at that next time, Paul appears before the Roman governors Felix, Festus, and even King Agrippa.
那在下面几章，我们将在将来的讲道中讲到，就是22章之后的，那保罗呢就会出现在罗马巡抚菲利斯、菲斯都，甚至亚基伯国王面前。
And these later trials, they all find Paul innocent, not worthy of any death penalty.
他们都判定保罗无罪，没有任何应受死刑的罪行。
Here in Acts 25, Festus speaks to King Agrippa.
那在《使徒行传》二十五章这个地方，这个菲斯都跟这个国王讲话。
Festus said, King Agrippa and all who are present with us, you see this man? The whole Jewish community has petitioned me about him in Jerusalem and here in Caesarea, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. I found he had done nothing deserving of death.
菲斯都说，亚基伯王和这里的诸位啊，你们看这人，就是一切犹太人在耶路撒冷和这里曾向我恳求，呼叫说。不可容他再活着，但我查明他没有犯什么该死的罪。
As we think about Paul's experience in Jerusalem and how the book of Acts portrays the Romans at the time, I think the takeaway lesson is that we should follow Paul's example.
那我们当我们看到保罗到了耶路撒冷，然后又看到他所面对的这些犹太人和罗马人，那我们就是从这些描述里，我们应当学到一些东西，就是我们要学习保罗。
That we as believers should follow Paul's examples to be innocent of any government's crimes.
那就是作为我们基督徒，我们要学效仿保罗，就是不触犯政府的法律。
But we should not.As believers, be afraid to exercise our political rights within the governmental system.
但是作为信徒，我们也不应该害怕在政府体系内，行使我们的政治权利。
In this passage, we saw Paul exercise his right as a Roman citizen, not to be flogged.
那这里我们就看到保罗，他行使了他的就作为罗马人的政治权利，就是不应该受鞭打。
And not to be punished before any hearing or trial.
而且在没有审判前是不能够对他惩罚。
Next time we will see that Paul exercises his right as a Roman citizen to appeal to Caesar.
那下一次我们就会看到，保罗他行使他作为罗马人的权利，就是他上诉到凯撒那。
But on the whole, Paul and the Bible. Urges Christians to be law-abiding people and good citizens, whatever the government is.
那你看，就是简要的说，就是圣经是鼓励我们作为基督徒，就是要遵守政府的法律。
It's very interesting how Paul and the Bible seems to be.Much more cooperative and positive towards the government authorities.
那你看这里很有意思的就是保罗似乎是跟政府是很合作的。
Here in Paul's trial before Festus, he defends himself. Acts 25:8.
就像在这里保罗在这个菲斯都前面的这个审判的时候，他为自己申诉。
Then Paul made his defense, I have done nothing wrong against the Jewish law or against the temple or against Caesar.
无论是犹太人的律法，或是圣殿，或是凯撒，我都没有干犯。
Paul, perhaps this is why Paul has such a pro-government view in Romans 13.
也许这就是保罗如此支持政府的原因。
Romans 13:1, Paul writes there, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God."
在罗马书十三章一节这样，他这样说：在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Verse 6, this is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor.
然后在第六节、第七节这样说，你们纳粮也为这个缘故，因为他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。凡人所当得的就给他。当得粮的就 给他纳粮，当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他。
Even the Apostle Peter agrees with Paul.
甚至使徒彼得都跟他有相似的意见。
Here in this passage, Peter writes, "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority,or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor."
那彼得在彼得前书也曾经是这样描述过。你们为主的缘故要顺从人的一切制度，或是在地上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶，总要做神的仆人，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
Recently, I've been studying Romans 13 and this passage, and I was kind of shocked because the new translation says instead of honor the king, it says honor the emperor.
那我看着这个时候呢，我也有点吃惊，因为那个新的那个。翻译是说，他没有说尊重国王，是说尊重君王。
And the emperor at the time of First Peter was probably one of the most corrupt emperors who persecuted Christians at that time.
那个时候的君王，就是写这本书的时候，那时候的君王，可能是一个迫害基督徒最多的一个君王。
Well, to make a long story short, the New Testament has a very positive or cooperative view with the political government over them.
那在这个《使徒行传》中，他们对这个当时的政府还真是蛮有尊重。
However, it is also clear in the Bible, if the government forces or commands a Christian to do something against their faith, then the Christian must disobey.
但圣经中也教导我们，当政府要求基督徒去做一些事情违背我们的信仰的时候，你是不要遵从的。
Even in the book of Acts, in chapter 5, the Jewish authorities had commanded Apostle John and Peter, they said, "We forbid you to preach anything in this name of Jesus."
那在《使徒行传》中也记录过， 就是政府强迫使徒们不可以宣扬耶稣基督。
Peter and John responded in Acts 5:29, "We must obey God, not men."
那彼得他们也是在《使徒行传》第五章这样，回答，就是说我们只遵从神，不是遵从人。
So it's important to realize that the Bible supports Christians being law-abiding people and good citizens of whatever government they are in.
所以呢，总的来说，就是圣经教我们做基督徒要遵从法律，要守法，要做好的公民，不管我们是在哪个国家里。
As long as the government doesn't force Christians to do something against their faith and their God.
只要这个国家不迫害基督徒，不要求我们去做违反我们信仰的事情。
I think there's another important reason for this positive view of government on the part of the Bible.
那我觉得这样把这个国家把政府这样正面的去描述，在圣经里头也还有另外一个意义。
And that is the desire to be a good witness to the society around us.
那就是说，在我们周围的社会上做一个好见证也是很重要的。
If we want to win people for the gospel, we must be upright, law-abiding, and good witnesses to the society around us.
那如果我们想向人传福音，我们自己就应该是一个遵纪守法，一个在我们社会上一个好的见证。
First Peter emphasizes this in 4:15.
那彼得前书四章十五节着重强调这一点。
It says there, if you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler.
你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。
1 Peter 2:12, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
彼得前书二章十二节这样说，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
I think the main motivation is to be a good witness for the gospel as a Christian in a pagan secular society.
我认为这是一个很好的动机，就是我们做一个遵纪守法、品行端正的这个好的基督徒就在我们当今这个社会上。
I was reading a commentary by a friend and colleague on 1 Peter, and he has an interesting story to tell.
那我在读彼得前书的时候，我有一个同事跟我分享了一个故事。
He says that 1 Peter reminds us to respect everyone and to be good witnesses to the people around us.
那他就跟我讲说，这个彼得前书呢，就是一个提醒，让我们就是成为一个，让我们做个好人，让我们成为一个好的见证。
He writes from his experience as a pastor that he has known of landlords whose positive experiences with Christian believers caused them to be eager to rent to more Christians.
那他也知道有一些做出租房的人，因为就是因为基督徒的关系，让他们更愿意出租给别人。
He writes that he has known Christians who were trustworthy people. They pay their rent on time, and they take care of the place where they are staying.
因为他知道，从他的经验中，他知道有些租客是基督徒。那么这些人真的就是按时交租，而且把这个生活的地方都管理得很干净。
In other words, these Christians were a good positive witness. They were such good renters that landlords would seek out Christians to rent their property to.
那就是因为这些基督徒是好租客，他们成为了好见证，让很多有愿意出租房
He writes that Christians should be known as honest people and good names.
那他继续写说，基督徒应该是好人，是诚实的。
And so, so that is today's message, Paul in Jerusalem.
那今天我们的这信息就是保罗在耶路撒冷。
May we be imitators of Paul as Paul is imitator of Christ.
就像保罗效法基督一样，我们应该效法保罗。
And may we be good neighbors and witnesses in the society around us.
也愿我们成为我们社区里头的好邻居、好见证。
Next time we will look at Paul in Caesarea.
那下一次我们就要看保罗在该撒利亚。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们以祷告结束。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we continue to thank you for the story of Apostle Paul, his life and journeys.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，让我们来学习这个保罗的宣教之旅。
We pray, Lord, that you help us to see the life of Jesus in the life of Paul.
我们祷告，求你帮助我们。在保罗的生命中也看到耶稣的生命。
And that that life of Jesus may be reflected in our lives every day.
而且也在我们自己的生命中反映出耶稣基督的生命来。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是以耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.
Would you please stand with me? We'll sing our responding song. Gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen.
坐过头上跪，感谢赞美主。